Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star Kid, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. if you kiss me, I'ma kiss you back.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yo, what up? I'm Teach. That's me.
I like the energy right now. I appreciate that from y'all. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So yeah, let's just keep that up.
Let's go. Let's go. Yo, what up, everybody? Man, this is I don't want this to become a thing every week, man. You know what I'm saying? But
three in a row.
Man, they say it comes in threes, and man, it's definitely another hurtful one, man. Rest in peace to the legend, the musician, the genius.
The genius. Listen, I'm not artist. Sad. I'm not man. Sad.
Man.
Like, listen, I'm not sad. Like, Shock was a different dude, and I think people are, if you didn't know before, I think over the last, you know, amount of time since his passing has been announced, people are starting to see different videos of him and hear him talk.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not sad for Shock. Like he said, it's on to the next planet, on to the next plane, on to the next adventure. So sometimes I depending on the circumstances of the death, but like with Shock, I'm not sad. God bless that brother. We thank him. He's something different. He's out of here. He's on to another plane.
Definitely a different cat, man. I was one of the videos I know you're referring to, man, is the one where he was breaking down the science behind Tupac and Biggie and even his own flow.
Yeah.
Man, when you watch that, I mean, that's just pure genius, you know, how he was breaking down, like, you know, what their influences were and how they, you know, listened to a track and, like, you know, really broke it down, you know, symphonically, if that's even a word. But just, you know.
We know what you meant.
Yeah.
I think it is a word.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll take it. But, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Digital Underground just left a huge impact on, you know, us as fans, on the culture. We still sing and dance to these songs to this day. You know, another video that's been floating around, I brought up to y'all earlier, was the episode of Showtime at the Apollo that they were on, where they came out dressed as a fake rap group called the Bagheads. And it came out and, like, you know, in true Apollo style, the crowd, like, was just immediately booing them because they was doing this funny dance and they had these bags on their head. Mm-hmm. And then they ripped the bags off and started doing Kiss You Back, and the place went bananas. Bananas. It was genius, man. And it just was a testament to, you know, Shock and Money and, you know, all the cats, man, how they, you know, just used to just kill it everywhere they went.
How about the fact that he made us all believe that Humpty Hump was a different person?
Like, okay. Yes.
Everybody thought.
So wait, real talk. Yeah. No, he definitely pulled this shit off. For real talk, everybody admit, like, how long did it take you to catch on that it was the same person?
Yeah.
It took me like a year and a half.
Yeah. Crazy. And
might have took me longer than that, but I was like,
I feel like it took me longer. I feel like it took me longer than that, but I was, if BA was 10, I was about 11, 12 maybe. So it might have took me a minute too.
Yeah.
Maybe longer than a year and a half. It might have been a smooth, maybe the second album, a smooth 2-3 years or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I was mad late, but I was a preteen.
He was but like the hip hop Clark Kent and Superman.
Yeah. But he just, like, you just didn't really, like, he did it so smooth. So I can definitely guess how. I can, you know, thought he was two different people because he did it so smooth.
Yeah. Well, that and, like, during the live shows, he actually had somebody else in Humpty Nose while, you know, while he was on stage. So even at 4 points, you thought you were seeing them both at the same time because we didn't know that it was a fake Humpty.
Yeah.
But what I need to know is, like, what you, how you just said that, did he do Humpty's parts?
Maybe it might have been over the track. He might have, like, you know, Humpty was a big draw for Digital, so it might have been people who didn't even know that Shock, like, and it's like 12 niggas on stage, so they might not even know that Shock, like, went to the back behind the speaker to voice, you know, to lip sync Humpty's part. It might have, I don't know, I didn't get a chance to go to a Digital show at that age, so.
But, I mean, just to see it on TV, like, I didn't really notice it on TV either, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember, like, Yo MTV Raps, and they would ask Shock, "Where is Humpty?" And Shock would just play it all. He, you know, he couldn't be here right now. He had a such and such. Like, okay, it's a real dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And they come back from commercial, and then Humpty there.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like,
that's genius, man. That's artistry.
Mm-hmm.
I did have had the pleasure of catching a Digital Underground show later on. You know. After they had been around for years, they had performed at the Covey Bear in Chicago.
Wow!
And it was dope, man. It was so dope because, you know, Covey Bear is a smaller venue, so place was packed. It was a crazy show, man. They rocked the shit out that motherfucker, and you know, Shock was, man. He was a producer. He was a musician, man. He produced a lot of other records for other people too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And,
you know, he just had a huge appreciation for musicianship, man. So
I mean, he was a trained musician. He played mad instruments. So like, I just think, you know, I saw somebody tweet like they don't want Shock to be reduced to the character of Humpty, because he was like, you know, so much
he
more
was so
than
much
that.
More.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, you know, like, I think a lot of his talents kind of flew under the radar for people for whatever reason. So, I mean, just the only word I think of when I think of him is genius.
Yeah, absolutely. What's like y'all favorite Digital Underground song?
Ooh. Man, my favorite. I mean, So like, crazily, I think Packet Man for me, because it was on the first album, and it was the first song. Like, I saw, of course, the Do What You Like and Humpty Dance, but Packet Man was the first song I really gravitated to, because I think they played it on what was the name of the rap show on GCI?
The Rap Down.
Rap Down? Yeah. I think I still have my copy of when I taped it, when it first came out in, like, 1990 or some shit. Yeah. But so Packet Man might be, like, my favorite, immediate favorite.
Yeah.
I got to say Packet Man. I'm streets... You got to say freaks of the industry. Have to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was literally... Kiss You Back definitely is up there.
Yeah.
And then the Sleeper, same song. Let me put that on the list.
Same song, for sure.
Yeah.
But No Nose Job.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just listening to No Nose Job, and like, that was like really a fucking Black is Beautiful anthem on the low.
Definitely. What about you, Drew? That was
on my list right there.
What about you, Drew?
Well, yeah, like, it was definitely same song for me, because, you know, that's when we first saw Tupac, heard Tupac.
Yeah.
Then No Nose Job is, like, right there as, like, 1A for me.
Yeah.
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 Those two right there.
My favorite is, you know, of course, it's not called the Digital Underground record, but it is a Digital Underground record. I Get Around.
You said, wait. I thought you said, like, Digital Underground songs, not song Shock.
That's a Digital Underground song.
I'm agree with Dave on that, bro. It's Shock, Money G, Me, and Tupac. That's Digital Underground.
You but I just read something today that said that was a Digital Underground song. Pac begged for it, and Shock gave it to him.
Oh, wow. Mm. I didn't know that.
I was just thinking, just by the list of people on the song, that's a DU song right there.
That's a DU record. I could Kiss You Back, man. When that came out, I played that over and over and over again. Like, literally, like, that's definitely up there. And then another one that doesn't really get much love, but and ironically, love is in the title of the record. But one of my favorite Digital Underground records is "What's Up with the Love" off of the Body Hat Syndrome album, because it was different. It was a serious record, and it had a lot of Pac influence on the record, but it was like it was just a variation or I don't know, a deterrence from what they normally did, but the message in the record was just real, like, really deep, and that's another one of my favorites.
Okay. Yo, I gotta throw Underwater Rhymes in too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely classic record, man. They got joints, man. So, you know, thank you, Shock G, man, for that, for everything you've done for the culture, and you know, legends never die. But I will say, man, we need a break, man. We need a little bit of break, because man, did you see the picture Pete Rock posted, man? It was like Ecstasy, Prince, Marky D, Black Rob, DMX, right? Shock G. It's like, man, hip hop, you know what I'm saying? It's like our childhood.
I'm taking some country western singers,
our childhood, man, is like, you know what I'm saying? Man, speaking of which, prayers out to Daddy-O. I saw a picture of Daddy-O in the hospital from Stetson Sonic.
Come on, man.
Stop playing, bro.
I heard he's doing okay. I don't know what exactly why. Wait, he's in
Dave,
the hospital.
This ain't another Damien Crazy Legs Hall.
No. He's in the hospital, but from what I heard, he's doing okay. But I don't know what
that. You know what? If you heard he's doing okay, he's doing okay, I'm gonna put my energy into that.
Yes, prayers up to to Daddy-O. You know what I'm saying, for speedy recovery, and yeah, man, we gotta surround wrap our legends and our hip hop artists, man, because it's been a rough 2021 for our artists so far.
I mean, it's been a rough April,
man.
Right. Man, and, I mean, come on, man. The last 2 years ain't been great for the Black community.
No, it has not. Speaking of which, too, I was BA. You got me back on watching old episodes of Def Comedy Jam, because I remember you had brought it up on the last show.
Yeah,
and so I went back and started watching them, and it was crazy. The first three episodes featured legends. Comedy legends that have passed away.
Yeah.
The first episode, I think, was Yvette Wilson.
Yeah.
The second episode was Ricky Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And the third episode was Bernie Mac. I was like, yo, this is crazy, man. So it's like, you know, just memories, man. Memories.
Dang, man.
Nope. But.
Yo, it's the cycle of life. See, I was thinking about, like, as a kid, hearing of all the, like, 60s, the 50s and 60s legends that was passing, like, you know, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so I just gotta, you know, like, it's just the fucking circle of life, G. Like, yeah. I'm just picturing, like, you know, that's how we, like, how we feel right now with our legends passing that we grew up on is how, you know, that generation felt too. So,
yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, it's gonna hit all of us at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nobody is going to escape it, but it's just that when you get so many so soon, it's like whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, I just said whoa,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
yo, kind of related but not really. I want to make an addendum. So yeah, I remember when I told the story about X and Ja Rule getting pulled over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So listen, I was watching Drink Champs with X. I had it on my DVR, like, because he did Drink Champs, like, it came out like in February.
Yeah. Right.
So I finally got around to watching it, and he told the story. So what I didn't mention, and I didn't know at the time, but apparently Memphis Bleek was with them, and Lenny S. Right.
Oh wow.
All right, so, and then the other part was, this came out when, I mean, this happened when Ja, like, right before Ja came out. And so when the chick pulled over and let them in, it was a sister, and she let them all in. X was in the front, and then the other three were in the back. And once she, like, finished tripping up that she picked up X, she immediately went into, and who was that little nigga sound like you all the time, and X had a stopper He had to, he said he had to stop her. Like, yo, he's in the back.
Wow.
And X was like, you know, at the time that the people had started saying it, like, you know, this little dude sound like Ja. I mean, yeah. Sound like X. And X said, he looked at Ja like, do you believe it now? Because everybody else has been close to you, but this is just like some random woman in Florida. Do you believe it now? Wow. So that, I just wanted to throw that part in because that's hilarious to me.
Wow. Man, shout out.
Who the fuck what Ja Rule thinks?
Shout out to X, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, today was the day of his celebration of life today.
Yes.
And just to see, you know, I saw, of course, the Rough Riders, which it was like Swiss kind of told a joke while, you know, he was talking on stage, like, it's the X thing to do for being late. I think it was like, it's supposed to start at 4, and it ended up starting like at 6.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Swiss was kind of upset when he did
his speech, yeah.
Yeah, he seemed like he was taking some shots at some people that was there.
I didn't really watch the memorial, but I did see the clip of Swiss and of Eve and a little right. bit of Nas. Yeah, Swiss was basically going in about, you know, people kind of showing up after.
Right, showing up here, but what was you at when he needed y'all? Like,
yeah.
But that seemed, to me, that seemed kind of like directed at somebody that was probably on that stage.
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I heard him saying. I'm like, oh, okay, he aired out, but wow. You know, he kept it. He kept it. Well, he didn't say no names,
right?
Now he didn't say no names. He said right. Definitely didn't say no names. But I just feel like, and I don't think he was talking about family. I think he was more so talking about somebody probably from that camp.
Yeah,
right. The Rough Rider camp. But he was definitely. He sounded like he was directing that at somebody, and not so much as the audience, but somebody in particular. Who, you know what I'm saying? That's how I took it.
Yeah. Right. But I'm, and it's another thing, like, you know, Nas came up to, of course, you know, that was his brother from Belly and stuff like that. Of course, the Rough Riders, the whole Rough Riders camp came in there, and I definitely felt my man drag on, and he was really, really.
Yeah, he almost broke down.
Right. Mm. And, you know, everybody else too, you know. But
Kiss,
you know,
almost, like, broke down.
Yeah, that kind of messed me up too. The wow. one that really got me was X's daughter when she redid Slippin'.
Oh, wow.
That was dope. I like that.
That she was so dope, though.
She did it like to the track and everything?
No, they didn't do it. She did acapella.
She did acapella.
Oh, right? Okay.
She just
okay.
changed, but the, she changed up the words.
Yeah. Right. But it was so touching, man. Like, you really teared, like, who's cutting onions? Like, I'm crying right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
That was the
deep.
Moment.
Right.
Did I see, I thought I saw a clip. Did they do like a Sunday service thing too with Kanye? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Kanye did.
No, he did Kanye, Sunday service a while, at some point. Like that.
But no, that was his, I think that was his choir. And he designed
X do? Oh, they did a Sunday service at the
celebration. Yeah,
right. Yeah, he designed the stage, I think.
Okay, I keep seeing a clip that I believe is when X went to the Sunday service that, you know, Ye
they played
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they played that, but it was the Kanye designed the stage. I guess he also told Balenciaga to do a, like, memorial T-shirt, which I'm going to talk about that later. That's just, but yeah, that's.
Listen, weird, the most important part about the shirt is apparently all the proceeds are going to X's family. I seen the shirt. And yeah, I feel you on that. So the most important part is all the proceeds is going to X's family.
Is it, what's wrong with the shirt?
I just don't.
The most important part is the proceeds are all going to X's family.
I haven't seen it. What's wrong with the shirt?
Look at it on your own time.
I ain't even tripping about the shirt design. I'm not even going at that part. Well, first, you know, that's what it is. But
Kanye designed it. Let's just know that.
Okay.
Right. But it's just like, first of all, it's Balenciaga.
You give a fuck with Ja Rule things.
The most important part is all the proceeds are going to X's family.
Oh, my God.
But it's just the Balenciaga part that got me, man. It's just like, look, you could, because you know what they about to charge for this shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, real X fans probably want this shirt, but I'm not about to pay.
That's why the most important part, the most important part between the actual shirt and what they're charging for the shirt, it's like, you know what? But hey, that's yay. That's
you was a real X fan. You would rob somebody who got the shirt to get the shirt.
Facts. This is true.
Facts.
The most Facts. Important part is all the proceeds are going to X's family.
What else? Like, did they have any other like musical performances there?
Or? No, it was just pretty much the Sunday service choir. Yeah, I thought they was really going to like get into you know like performances, but I guess it was. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It seemed weird, but it's like I thought it was gonna get into performances. They did play "What's My Name," and it's something eerie, especially then.
Yeah.
That the piano at the beginning of that song.
Yeah.
It was kind of eerie, but it was like, man, that's okay. I get why y'all playing that.
Yeah. But well, I did see the clip of his casket arriving. That was dope with all of the Rough Rider motorcycles
on the monster truck.
Yes.
300 chapters.
Man.
The Rough Rider camp came out for that, dude. From Yonkers to the Brooklyn.
That was dope. That was dope, man. Yeah, it was
did you say the Brooklyn?
And then, no, I said to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I heard the Brooklyn. To the Brooklyn.
Hey, it's the Republic of Brooklyn, you know, according to Spike. So
right.
But yeah, man. Yeah, rest in peace, X, man. Legends never die. You know, and I think so they're gonna also air the funeral. So
now, hopefully, like I was hoping that Ja and Jay will say something, but maybe hopefully they'll say something. I don't know.
Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule
thinks? I'm just saying. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it's like they were the murderers. You know, like they, you know, that was the group that we were. So I wanted to hear something from them too. Also,
yeah.
I doubt it.
I would have preferred to hear Ja or Jay versus Nas, if I'm being honest with you. Nothing against Nas. I just feel like Ja and Jay had a closer relationship.
Okay.
Nas did one. You did a movie with him. That's cool. I get it. But like you said, TJ, the story, his story is literally in hip hop legend about X and Ja, you know what I'm saying? Shit that they got into when they was kicking, you know what I'm saying? So it's I just feel like I wouldn't prefer to hear them more so than like what Nas added. Even though Nas, I'm not saying nothing bad about what he said or knocking what he added to the ceremony, but I don't know. I just don't know if he was the person.
Gotcha.
I wanted to hear that from.
I don't know, man. Maybe did he share any? He didn't share any like stories from Belly, did he? Like
nah, he kept it real brief. He just talked about how they did a movie together.
Yeah,
and he talked about that they did the movie together, and I guess that was pretty much the
They were filming before. They said it was filming
before X's album dropped.
Okay,
so he said X had a moment where they was about to film that scene when they walking through the club. And he's like, man, I feel my life going to a different.
It's about to change.
Right.
Mm.
But I think, and there's nothing wrong with that story. I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe at the funeral it'll be like you said, like more people who speak. Right. But nothing against what Nas said. It was a nice little story. But I just don't know if that relationship was as close as some other people who could have spoken.
Yeah. Right.
I want to hear Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to hear what Irv has to say.
Has Irv been really like speaking out recently?
I saw an article, but I don't even want to talk about it. Because it talked about X's cause of death.
Mm.
But I saw that's the article that I just saw.
That Irv said?
Yeah, that Irv said.
Yeah. Mm. I just read that this morning.
Wow.
That's the only thing I've seen as far as Irv, but you know,
well, yeah. Who knows? Who knows where they were?
I'm sure the services is gonna be a beautiful thing, and you know, gonna send X off properly with a lot of love, as should be. So,
yes, indeed.
Yep.
You guys will be happy to know that I have listened to Good Kid, Mad City in its entirety from front to back.
Wow! Hold on, man.
Congratulations, man.
Hold on.
Welcome to 2014.
Wow, it was before dude. That, wasn't it? I think it was 2012. It was 2012.
Wow.
But yeah, I finally got around to listening to it. So,
what do you think about this Kendrick guy? You think he's got a future in hip hop?
I mean, I think sometimes he'd be rhyming words just to rhyme them, but you know, for the most part, I think, you know, I think he'll do okay. I think he'll do okay.
Okay. Wow. All right. Any standout tracks on that that you
I'm fucking with money, like especially Money Trees with J-Rock. Was it MCA was on Mad City?
Yep, sure was.
I'm messing with that. Let me think, what else? Those are probably the two that I remember off the top of my head.
My favorite song off that album is Sing About Me. Love that record. Love it. Because it's like super heartfelt. He's rhyming it from different people's perspectives. You know, love the pianos in there. I think that's just a dope record.
Listen, I will say this, though, because what I didn't realize that is kind of like he's telling a narrative throughout the album, like with the, you know, with him in the car with the guys or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't, you know, I might have probably listened to it, you know, that essentially makes it a concept album. And so I fuck with concept albums. had I known this part earlier, I might have listened to it.
We could have been told you that.
I didn't know the concept album aspect of it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know Damn is a concept album too? You know that, right?
Yes. I know Damn is a concept album. I didn't realize Good Kid was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. He should be dropping a new one by now. I know
hopefully.
They was talking about by June, I thought.
Well, LeBron said he needs one right now.
I'm sure we'll have Kendrick soon. I'm sure.
Yeah. Man. Well,
wait. Did he listen About Shit?
Oh yeah.
I did listen About Shit as well, and I do enjoy it very much.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
It instantly went on my workout playlist.
That's what's up, man. Okay. We gonna make you a Marvel hero.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen
soon enough.
Wait, before y'all go there, are y'all watching this Mortal Kombat one?
I just finished watching it.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet either, but I will.
Right. Yeah.
So, I have no interest in it, as you guys might have guessed. Yeah. Someone mentioned it to me and, you know, they asked me, like, did you play Mortal Kombat as a kid? Like, yes, I definitely played and enjoyed Mortal Kombat as a kid, but I have no desire to learn any more about Sub-Zero.
Here's my thoughts
on it. Hey, man, why would you pick him?
here's my thoughts on it after watching it. I didn't hate it. Didn't think it was great either, but definitely didn't hate it. It was kind of what I expected. It wasn't for a video game, you know, a movie based on a video game. It wasn't terrible. I don't remember watching the original Mortal Kombat movies. I think I only saw the first one.
Damn, there were more.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
totally tuned out. listen. I hope I'm not spoiling anything, but all the reviews that I've seen so far have not been favorable. Like, Dave, if you got to say a movie, it isn't terrible, then that means it's not good.
I mean, it is.
Because when a movie's good, you say, oh, that movie was dope as fuck. Yo, that movie's so good.
I think it depends on what you expect, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you expected a story out of this, this ain't it.
Nah.
I don't think I'm going into this expecting like an Oscar-worthy film.
Yo, you know? I didn't even know that there were other Mortal Kombat films. Like, were any of those good?
No,
absolutely not. They're very cheesy, like almost comical type movies. And like, you know, shit, you go back
to what it was. It was trash.
I mean, you go back to like other video game movies that was terrible. Like, what was the one Jean-Claude Van Damme was in? Was that
Street Fighter?
We might
save time. Has there been a good video game movie?
Sonic the Hedgehog. No, joking.
actually, compared to some of the other ones, Sonic wasn't really that bad. But Super Mario Brothers was horrible.
That was terrible.
Had absolutely nothing to do with it.
They had a Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yes.
They did, but don't waste your time. Really? I promise.
Was Danny DeVito in it? Who played the Mario Brothers?
It was
I don't remember the dude's name.
John Leguizamo and
he was from, Luigi.
Oh, he was Luigi. I can't remember that.
Mario was old boy who was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The detective.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've already spent too much time talking about that bullshit. Other movies. Video game movies.
Let's face facts. If you have a game period, you might not have a good movie. That's like board game, Battleship. They made a Battleship movie.
First off, I like that movie.
Huh? Really?
I like Battleship.
Wow.
Nah, it wasn't that great, dude. Nah, I can't.
Did everybody die? Is that why you like NBA?
No, it was decent. It wasn't bad. I wasn't mad at it. Like, if it comes on and there's nothing else, I'll watch it again. Yeah. To me, it's rewatchable.
Okay. I don't think I've seen any of the Resident Evil movies.
Plus, Rihanna's in it, so that's that.
I forgot she was in there. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen any of the Resident Evil movies.
Me neither.
No. I did like the first Tomb Raider, with Angelina Jolie. I didn't watch the reboot that they had with the other actors.
No. Did y'all watch Doom or nah?
Nope. I didn't watch Doom. Was The Rock in that?
Yeah, but I didn't watch it either.
Nah.
I do remember watching Double Dragon back in the day.
Wait, was that a Double Dragon movie?
There was.
Yeah.
Was that Jean-Claude Van Damme in that one too?
B.A., did you see it?
I didn't watch it, no.
I don't think he was.
I think I might have started it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
How long ago was it? I'm sorry, we have two different conversations. Go ahead, Drew. Was Jean-Claude Van Damme in it?
I don't think he was in Double Dragon, to my knowledge.
I don't think so either.
There was an Assassin's Creed movie. I didn't see that.
Wasn't there a Silent Hill movie?
Yep. There was a Silent Hill.
Oh, wait. I was thinking
make a double Hill. Dribble movie.
I know one time they were supposed to be coming out with Space Invaders. Rampage wasn't that bad.
Rampage was not that bad at all.
You guys have seen a lot of movies. My God.
Yeah, Rampage wasn't that bad, though, for real.
Yeah.
Nah, I had a question. When did Rampage and Double Dragon movies come out? Apparently, I'm just trying to figure out how I got those. I didn't even
Double
know.
Dragon was 1994.
Wow,
I was probably in my room making tapes off the radio.
Alyssa Milano was in it. I did not know that.
Oh wow,
Rampage was 2018.
Yeah, right. I don't even know what Rampage is. Is that a fighting video game?
That was the game with the gorilla and the dragon tearing down the buildings.
No,
TJ ain't going
nowhere. Don't know it. Okay. All
right. But The Rock was in it. So yeah, that was actually a good. It was actually a decent movie.
I used to love that game too. Like, you know, I would like play it every time I go in 7-Eleven or, you know, wherever it was arcade. I would play Rampage. Man, it used to be some like games that like you specifically would go to play like. There was a couple like Double Dragon like ripoffs or like games that were very similar. Remember the dude one Bad Dudes? Remember that game?
Nope.
Oh wow.
I read a book called One Bad Dude.
It was called Bad Dudes. And it was like these dudes, they'd be like fighting on these semi-trailer trucks and jumping around, fighting in different city backgrounds.
I seem to remember something like that, but I don't even remember the name.
Yeah. Definitely never saw the Pokemon movie. I had no interest in that.
No.
But yeah, video game movies are definitely, you know, touch and go. And then even vice versa, games, you know, video games that are based on movies, you know, a lot of those haven't always been that great. I remember
Karate Kid video game.
Yeah, Karate Kid games, horrible. I played the hell out of it, though, but it was horrible.
Yeah,
Jaws, terrible. Back to the Future, all of those have been pretty bad. Even the one for PlayStation, which I have, and I'm a big Back to the Future fan, but that game was horrible. It's not always a good transition for those things.
I was gonna say I definitely didn't play any of those video games because I was probably outside playing basketball.
Yeah,
but Dave, you probably were not.
No, I probably wasn't. And fuck you very much. Fuck you very much.
Oh goodness.
Dave said his Coach K basketball was off the chain though.
Man, all day. UNLV, man. Back, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But yeah, I think like probably the worst movie to video game transition I can remember was E.T. I don't know if y'all had ever played that on Atari.
Nah, son.
That was the absolute worst. And it was even a Porky's video game. I don't know if y'all ever played that.
Either. What? God
damn, Dave, you had all the games.
I did.
Porky's.
Porky's. There was a Porky's video game. Yeah.
From the movie?
From the
Why
movie.
Why the fuck would they make a Porky's video game?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? Yeah, what system was this?
Video games this are for kids, and Porky's was not.
Exactly. This was on Atari, and they even have a nude girl in the game. Obviously, she's like.
What else? Super, it's the 80s.
Super pixelated, and you know, the average kid, if they haven't seen Porky's, they wouldn't know it's a nude girl. But they have a scene where you're supposed to sneak into the gym locker, wow. the women's locker room, and it's a woman in there taking a shower.
So wow. did you, like, you actually did it?
Yeah, yeah.
They showed a woman yeah. taking a shower on a, it's yes. an Atari, so, like, it's we're it. Not even talking, Atari didn't make it to mid-80s, did it?
I think
yeah.
it did. Huh?
Yeah. It did, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, look at, dude, Jeez. Look it up, look it up.
I think it made it to, like, at least 86, 87, and then Nintendo came in and took over the building.
But still, we're still, I mean, I can't believe actually. It was the 80s.
He's absolutely right. Wow.
Yeah.
I just Googled this shit. This is.
Here's a game I literally just found out about yesterday that I never knew existed that was on PlayStation 2. They have an actual Beverly Hills Cop video game. Never knew about this.
Wow.
And the guy that
how old is that? Oh, you said it's on PlayStation 2. So the graphics. Should be pretty.
You would know.
Yeah.
you got playing like 6 months ago.
Right. You literally just.
Okay. Man.
I don't have that video game though.
But yeah, I'm. You know what I'm, the graphics are like.
Well, that's what I was saying. My point is like I'm glad it came out later than in the 80s because they would have did black people horrible trying to make graphics for us in the 80s video game on Atari.
Yeah. But this one was pretty bad too. That like the Eddie Murphy they had in the game was light skin. Let's start there. But the guy I was
yeah,
watching.
Yeah, the whitewash him, huh?
Right. I was
Wait,
watching.
I need to know if they had the music in it, like
Axel F.
You're right.
Probably not. I was watching this guy review it, and he was just saying it was the worst fucking game ever created. But yeah,
was Taggart and Rosewood in it?
Nah, I don't think on. So. But I tell you what I do own, which is also pretty bad, but it's hilarious and it's playable enough.
Oh Lord Jesus!
Bad Boys. I have Bad Boys on PlayStation 2.
Are they both light skinned too?
Sort of. I mean, they kind of kept their complexion, you know, consistent with the actual actors. But the dudes voicing the actors, oh my God, horrible. Like, you know, like when they play like a clean version of a movie and they have like some other actor, like, you know, filling in the parts doing the ADR for the movie. That's what it sounded like.
Nigga hit us with a movie industry. I don't even know what ADR is. What's ADR?
Man, Tease, you're an agent. You're supposed to know this, man. Like
it's slipping my mind,
man. It's,
wait,
it's,
ain't that way they supposed to do the like if they didn't get the clear voice on the actor, they'd come back and record it later.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
What does ADR stand for?
Audio
what does
something.
GPD stand for?
audio something. You know.
I would if you had said overdubs, I'd have knew what that meant. Yeah. But ADR, no, I didn't know what that. You don't even know. It's audio what?
Audio something. That's all okay. you need to know. You all know right. what I mean? Audio, digital recording. Again,
if you said overdubs. Well, listen.
I alternative feel like dispute resolution.
What Drew said.
What?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Yeah,
wait a minute. No, I don't think that's right either, Drew.
Hey, that's what it came up on Google.
it might be a few different ADRs, though, Drew.
Yeah.
Well,
it's automated dialogue replacement. There we go.
Okay.
Also referred to as looping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, didn't if you said that, I didn't need that part. Yeah. Listen,
are you looking at the studio binder?
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I just Googled it too, and I was like, okay, I'm 1 second behind you.
I feel like we spent a lot of time talking about video games, and now y'all about to do Marvel, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you did this whole thing to get us to not do Marvel.
Right.
This is all your plot to avoid talking about the damn show.
Yes.
Because you know we have to get into Versus.
Man,
so might as well let us do Marvel.
We do got to talk about Versus.
Yeah.
Also, it's been 43 minutes, and they just came up.
It was a classic Versus.
Shit, I didn't even realize that was just this past week.
But first things first,
yeah,
we'll get to Versus.
Yes, absolutely. So I had to catch up because I was like, you know,
you were like already 3 weeks behind.
Yeah, and I couldn't let this last episode go without catching up, man. So I went ahead and binge watched last night. I, you know, made myself stay up, and man, it was well worth it. Captain and the Winter Soldier, man. Let's get into it. Man, she was awesome.
Wait, awesome.
Okay, let's start off from everything. Because I hate for people to say, like, it was a bunch of people, and especially this one guy took a lot of heat for saying that this show had racial overtones.
Mm. But it did.
And no, yeah. But he said it did, and it's a lot of people that attacked him. It was a guy on TikTok, but he said a lot of guys attacked him because he said it's just a movie. Don't make it as deep as it post. You know, it's not that deep.
Wow.
Which was like you saw from the beginning, man.
Yeah.
And this was actually one of the best movies ever. And then it's something I got to look
wasn't
at.
It wasn't a movie; it was a series. But
You know, but you know what I'm saying. It felt like a movie, even though it felt like a movie.
It did, totally did. Yeah, it was, and it basically set it up for Captain America 4, which they're saying is already in development now. You know, I'm definitely don't apply to being like a huge Marvel fan like y'all are, but because. Like, for one, like, I was more...
Now you want to separate yourself? That's what you're doing?
No. I'm just being honest. Like on the comic book tip, I was more on G.I. Joe and Archie. The Marvel comics I followed the most was Moon Knight, which is actually being filmed now, too, for Disney Plus. But I didn't realize how many Captain Americas there have been over the years. Like...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was like, what, it's been at least like 15 of them?
I don't know if it's, hold on. Let me pull out my Marvel encyclopedia, sir.
Yeah, there's been like 15 of them, 15 different iterations. Some of them have been like very, very short-lived. But, Sam Wilson obviously is, you know, going to be the next Captain America as far as, you know, this is concerned. And then they had the John Walker character in there.
From what I know of it, because I wasn't, I'm with you, Dave. I wasn't a kid watching Marvel stuff. But from what I know and what I've read throughout this MCU process, this show had
pretty much
it had Walker. You had Bucky had it at one point in the comics. Falcon had it. Isaiah Bradley.
Yep.
In the comics.
Right.
And Agent Carter.
Did she? I don't think she did.
That's in the alternate universe.
Her mother had it.
Yeah, it's alternate universe.
Yeah, her mother had it, and they're actually gonna feature her character in that animated Marvel series.
What if? That's actually her aunt.
It's her aunt? I thought it was her mom.
No, it's her aunt.
Okay.
Sharon Carter.
Can we talk about her niece for a minute, though?
Right. Sharon Rogers?
Sharon Carter.
Carter, fool.
I thought it was Sharon Rogers.
No, sir.
They said Sharon Rogers is the daughter of Steve Rogers and Peggy Carter.
No. Not in the MCU.
That's what I'm looking at. From Marvel's Future Fight.
That's the current
MCU, universe. That's alternate universe. Okay. What are you talking about? Yeah.
But wait a minute. I didn't know, and they also saying that Luke Cage and Jessica Jones' daughter?
They supposed to have a kid in the comic book, but
they're married in the comics. Yeah.
Yes.
Never knew that. Never knew that.
I didn't know it until I, you know, like I said, I got this. My wife got me this Marvel encyclopedia, and I was reading through it. Yeah, it's a lot of shit we didn't know.
Yeah, but I think, man, the way they wrapped up this you know, season of the show, because it was only a total of 6 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a drawn out movie. Like it was dope, man. Everything they touched on and. That last episode was just action packed from start to finish.
Sam speaks to that senator, though.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was amazing. And then, and you know, I was catching up, so I watched the Wakanda episode, and I was cracking my ass up when John Walker was getting his ass whipped.
Yeah, he tried to fight him like women. You ain't gonna win, man. What are you doing?
Yeah. It was dope, man. I'm excited and can't wait to see, you know, where they're going next. I can't wait till the next upcoming series, Loki and What If and Moon Knight and they're filming She-Hulk right now too.
Yeah, we also got a Black Widow coming in the movie side. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Miss Marvel's coming.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. So.
Oh, going back to what it was, I was talking about with the racial undertones in this. I'm gonna call it what it was at the end: Captain America and Winter Soldier.
Yes.
There was like the flag smashers were really like all the All Lives Matter group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like one world, one person. You know, when they was keep on saying that, they said that was taking on the All Lives Matter side of the world.
Hmm.
And you know, and of course, everybody else is going against that because they said the people who blipped didn't matter at all. That's what they're trying to say.
I'm gonna give you one better though. Did you peep when the girl when John Walker confronted Kylie and he was like she right. said something like I ain't got time to worry about somebody who didn't matter.
And he said, "Wait, you mean to tell me
Lamar's life didn't matter? Lamar right. being a black guy, right. you trying to peep that?"
Right, yeah. right.
And then she just explained exactly what Drew just said. Like, she had her explanation on why, what she meant, and tried to clean it up. But, yeah, I didn't miss that one. That was definitely, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good little, you know what I'm saying, way to fit that in, Marvel.
Right. Yeah. I just can't wait for them to start this Young Avengers thing. They already planted the seeds, but yeah. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely going to be dope. Teej, what was your take on all this, man?
That nigga's making a pizza right now.
I was always taught if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. So I'm letting y'all rock.
Yo,
who taught you that shit? Because I didn't get that lesson.
Wait, last thing I'm gonna say about it. So. I was trying to understand the very end scene when you know, Sharon was
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Disclaimer, spoiler alert.
If you ain't watching it yet,
right.
Press pause right now.
Yeah.
Skip next 30
don't
minutes.
Skip nothing. Press pause right now.
Right. I was trying to understand, you know, Sharon's whole thing. With the you know, yeah, we got all the secrets now, and what's up with that? And
she's
then,
on her double agent shit now,
right? Now okay. she's on she is the power broker,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she on her double agent shit now. So like,
so now she was like, because you know, and when she was in Madripoor or whatever, she was kind of running the underground over there, right? Yeah. So now she's in with the U.S. government. She got her job back, so now I can sell y'all more. I can sell y'all secrets now.
Mm.
Shit that she gonna pay big money for. So she's working both sides now.
Wow.
Man.
Her fucking aunt is turning over in her grave.
Right. And anyway, and I'm now that I'm reading the I got this encyclopedia out. The power broker is really a dude, but guess what his name is?
What?
Curtis Jackson.
Oh wow.
Wow. Power broker.
Right.
That's crazy. Speaking of, oh, I'm sorry. Did y'all see, since we're talking about Curtis Jackson and Nymph Power, yeah. Did y'all see Omari Hardwick? They asked him to rank The Wire,
yep.
Power, and Snowfall.
Yep, I did see that.
What did he say?
Without going through the whole filler, he mm-hmm. said, and this was fucking Ghost saying, Wire at one.
Yep.
He said, Power at two, and Snowfall, because it's not finished yet,
yep.
has to come in last.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's just the gist of it. But yeah, the star of, so that is the debate. The debate yep. is done.
Yep.
The star of the goddamn show said The Wire was better.
Yeah. I mean, it was an honest answer. And he,
it was, you know, a very honest answer.
He the way he broke it down and explained it was perfect. Like he didn't mince words. He like eloquently laid out his reasoning as to why he was saying what he said. And he made some excellent points, man. And
wow.
The only thing I would kind of as great as I think Power is, he was more so saying because The Wire had like, you know, one more season in them or whatever, or
but no. Power went six. They had six seasons. He was like, he was saying we fell off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said we had four strong ones, and right. then it tapered off after four, right. where they had five. He said we talked, they had five, and we talked about like they had 10.
That's right.
We talked like that, you know what I'm saying? That's how good that show was.
Yeah.
But he was like, we had four strong ones, and then after that, so he said he gave it to them for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he also was like, I'm not even gonna include the new shows, like Ghost and
right. Time spinoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of spin-offs.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, all of them haven't come out yet, but still, he was like, I'm not gonna even, put those into the mix. But yeah, it was dope, man. It was dope.
It was a very honest and an honest opinion on though that debate that the hood loves to have.
Yeah. Now I sadly have to admit I've never watched Snowfall. I've only seen like the first one or two episodes.
Don't worry about it. I ain't watched it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
So I actually got cussed out the other day for not watching it. But
yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and check it out now, because I'm feeling a little FOMO.
Hey, Teague, do you watch The Wire? Have you watched The Wire at all?
I have not finished The Wire. You know that I watched until I fell out in the middle of the second season, I think.
You know what? I'm going to give you a pass.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. The second season, on the surface of it, you would think that it wasn't that great just because they changed up so drastically from season one on The Wire.
Yeah.
But the second season definitely is worth watching.
It is. It is.
When you continue it and you stay with it, it's definitely worth watching it.
Yeah.
And it all plays into the long story that's being told, too. So. Yep.
The second
season is very it's very vital to that story they told.
I recently went back and watched all of the seasons during the pandemic because Jamila had never seen it, and when I watched the second season for the second time, I definitely appreciated it more.
You appreciate it more, yep.
Yeah, totally. The first time I was like, "What the fuck is this shit?" But then going back and looking at it a second time and really dissecting it and see how, like you said, it connected to the overall story.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh yeah, this is brilliant. So
I think they had to go into that portion of it to take you to where they went for the following seasons.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know what I mean? Like that just all, it all makes sense when you get through it and you get to the rest of it. So, but I say all that to say, I understand you kind of leaving at that point. Because it wasn't what the first season was at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if in that moment you might have, because I don't think I watched the second season when it first dropped either. I might have, checked out at that point too.
Yeah.
But upon going back, it was like, oh, okay, now I get it. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's worth watching it again if you get a chance. But definitely the second season is definitely, you don't want to skip it.
Yeah, at some point I'll go back and watch the whole thing. I'm paying for HBO. I'm paying. It's on HBO Max, right? I'm paying for HBO Max, and damn it, I need to put it to use.
Yeah, man. You bet that definitely better. Definitely better do that, man.
I
don't you represent like 9 people from The Wire? Like,
not nine, but listen, but you know, I got, you know, when you do the free trial and then you forget.
Yeah.
And I that's what I did, and then
I got Amazon Prime.
Now I just pay for HBO Max, so I need to put it to use and go ahead and watch The Wire.
That's exactly how I got Amazon Prime, bro. I'm like, okay, fuck it. Yeah. We'll sign up, free trial. I got shit, $12.
Right.
But man,
I think, man, they streaming us to death with all these different, like, man, I'm pissed because I haven't been able to watch season 2 of Godfather of Harlem. Because, you know, the first time I was able to watch it on demand, because I guess it had, you know, it had already aired or whatever, the first season. But now, you know, it's forcing me to get a subscription to Epix, which I'm not going to do just for one show. You know what I mean?
I think I actually get it. Let me see something real quick. Hey,
if you got a hookup, man, let me know. You know, we'll talk off air, you know. Because, yeah, I refuse to... pay a subscription just for that one show.
Let me see if I can. Do I have Epix?
I don't know if I don't know if Epix has any other shows that I would, you know, want to, you know, get a subscription.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah, man, we should talk, man. But
no, come over and watch it. I'm not.
No, man, it's like, yeah. Yeah, it's too much stuff, man. It's like every time you look up, it's a new streaming. You know, you got the Paramount Network, then you got to pay for Apple, then you got to pay for this one. I'm just like,
first of all, I'm not paying for the Paramount Network. I'm not doing that dumb
man,
shit. Just like bro. BET Plus wasn't doing that.
I feel like Paramount, though, I haven't done it yet, but I feel like Paramount might be worth it just because it covers so much.
Yeah, but that's like paying for... CBS All Access, because you know you're basically paying for Viacom, but that's if I didn't have cable, I would pay for like, you know, maybe like something like Hulu Plus, and then maybe get like 2 or 3, you know, other streaming services.
Was actually what I was gonna say, bro. This is gonna lead to a lot of people canceling their cable, because I'm sure thinking about it.
Yeah,
like I can just get the streaming services and get like Hulu for live sports, and I'm good.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get out your local live channels plus, you know, a bunch of other ones, and then you know you add on like a, you know, like a CBS All Access, or maybe a, you know, then you got your Netflix and your Amazon Prime already. So man, you good.
Yep. Because you figure if you got enough streaming services, you gonna get all the entertainment you need.
Yep.
And all you all, you know, you paying way less than what you pay for your cable. Just cut that shit out, keep internet, and you good.
Yep, exactly. The only reason why I'm keeping my cable right now is because we got a bulk deal through our building. So we're not, you know, our bill doesn't really go up or you know, we're not paying like a crazy amount for cable right now. But yeah. If we go somewhere else where we got to get it on our own, definitely cutting the cord.
My contract is up in July, so we're going to see how this works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shoot. But yeah, definitely not BET Plus. BET Plus, I'm like, I don't need it. But
I like Bigger. I watch Bigger.
Matter of fact, I'm going to start watching. I think it's already on, so I think I'm going to start watching that tonight.
Yeah, that's a good show. And then First Wives Club is good, too.
Yeah.
I haven't finished.
Shout out to Tracy Oliver.
She's an actress on there?
No, she's the I think writer or creator.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I know TJ gonna hate this one. Brothers, Tyler Perry, bruh.
Oh, bruh.
Bruh!
Oh.
Is it Tyler Perry's bruh?
Yes, it's Tyler
Perry's bruh. God damn it.
Listen. I'm not going.
The trash was a person.
I'm not going to get on here and bash none of Mr. You know, except for that one show that I just cannot bring myself to watch. I can't even think of the name of it. But anyhow,
is his name in the title?
His name
is in every title.
His name is in every title.
Yes. That's so fucking. I hate that.
And listen, Drew, no offense taken, because my checks have cleared, so I'm Gucci.
I didn't want to put you in an awkward position, sir. So,
hey, you entitled to like what you like and dislike what you like. I ain't mad.
I dislike the fact that his name has to be on everything he does.
I am sad that Tyler Perry's The Have and Have Nots is
You don't have to say it.
It's gonna be living.
It's like A Tribe Called Quest, VA. You gotta say it.
Gotta say the name, man.
Oh my god.
Okay. Now we talked about entertainment. Let's get into some real world shit. Just, you know what I'm about to talk about, y'all.
What? Versus?
No. The verdict.
Oh. Dude, it seemed like all this stuff has like been like eons ago, but it was just this past week.
Right.
We was ready to tear the city up, man. You know?
Let me ask you this. Do you think they said guilty on all charges based on he was guilty as hell, or he was guilty on all charges?
He goddamn right he was guilty as hell. We spent how long was that fucking trial watching, like analyzing the video that we all fucking saw without anything? It was guilty as hell. You think they like gave in to the pressure of the city and the atmosphere?
No, I don't think that. I think they came up with guilty, but I've heard they said guilty because they didn't want shit to happen like it was last year.
Well, shit. If I don't care. If that was the reasoning that motherfucker got.
You know what? I don't want to believe that jury decided to vote guilty just because they were scared of property damage. You know what I'm saying? I like to think that they got it right because it was fucking right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said the thought didn't cross my mind, because you know, I even said to somebody, I was like, you know, first of all, you know, no sane judge. Yes, I know we in America with 3Ks, but no sane judge with any right mind after what, you know, we've experienced in the past year would go with a not guilty. You know what I'm saying? Well, it was not the judge, but the jury or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, that being said, none of those people would want to, you know, go back to their homes and, you know, not fear for their lives. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, so, I think when other cops were testifying against this nigga,
it was a wrap.
It was a wrap then. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it had anything to do with we want to spare the city and the country from being, you know, he had literally other cops testifying against him. Like, we told this nigga to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Not the ones with him.
Like, his police chief testified against him, I believe, and then the dispatcher testified against him too.
Well, the other cops that was there watching, these motherfuckers about to, you know, get they plea deals on.
Yeah, they are nuts.
But I think it's gonna go down in tears with them. Like, so okay, dude, Chavin got the harshest one. The next one is gonna be the Asian cop.
Yeah.
He's about to catch it. He's about to get like the next, and then the other two, it's just gonna be like a trickle down.
Yeah. But they're gonna be when is the actual sentencing?
I think it's in August. Well,
no,
the sentencing
said,
is in 8 weeks.
In June. It's June. Okay. I just saw today. It was in June.
Okay.
And a quote of DMX line is about to get thick for Mr. Chavin.
Man,
it's just crazy because you stupid. It's crazy though, because it really is a pyrrhic victory. Like, we didn't, like, we're celebrating it, but a man lost his life.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? We simply celebrate because we finally saw the justice system work the way it was supposed to.
Yeah,
which we shouldn't have to celebrate.
Yeah, right. We shouldn't.
We shouldn't have to celebrate that shit. It should be the fucking commonplace, as opposed to us having to fucking, you know, have all this hoopla about the verdict. That should have been a fucking slam dunk. You know what I mean?
Right.
But of course, you know, of course that celebration was short lived, because on the very same day, you know, another police shooting happened. And this one has a lot of people divided. The Makia Bryant case.
Right.
Yeah.
I know y'all been seeing, you know, a lot of the different points of view as to, you know, whether or not, you know, the cop shot her because she was being a threat to somebody else. And, you know, everybody's, you know, once again, dissecting the video and all of this. And, man, what's y'all thoughts on it? Because I've, you know, I think the first instinct, obviously, because of what we've been going through on a daily basis, and then, of course, on the day of the case happening, it was a, you know, everybody was, you know, super quick to jump and say, you know, well, you know, this happened this way. But then, like, people was going back and saying, well, hey, if you actually look at the video and look at what happened and what she was doing, you know, there was some justification in it. So what are y'all thoughts on it after seeing, you know, seeing the tape and what happened?
The first thing I think is people need to take the age of her age out of it.
Yeah.
Which is a hard thing to do. But the fact is, if you the cop and you pulled up, you don't know her age.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just to be fair. You don't know that that's a 16-year-old child.
Yeah.
When you pull up.
Yeah.
That being said, you see the tape, you see, okay, it looks like she has a knife in her hand. I can't tell you what type of knife it is, but it does, I see what they, but you didn't have to use deadly force. You didn't have to shoot four times.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the part I have a problem with. It didn't have to go down that way. Even if you had to use some kind of force to protect the girl who was about to get stabbed.
Yeah.
You didn't have to use deadly force. Your life was in imminent danger.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so it didn't have to be a situation. And to shoot four times is just
no hesitation. Right,
that's the issue for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, I first of all, she is the one that called the cops because she was in danger and she was using a knife to protect herself.
Mm-hmm. But and then he doesn't know that's pulled up.
But he jumped out the car. There was literally no hesitation. Like there was barely none. It seemed like there was none. Immediately four shots, and like you couldn't. First of all, like you said, it didn't need to be deadly force. Did he not have a taser? Like could he not shot her in the fucking leg or something? Like
It didn't have to be deadly force. It didn't have to be four shots at all. And that's what my problem is. Now the fact that you used force, I get it. You pull it up to a situation, you don't know what the fuck's going on. You see a girl with a knife, you don't know if she's the person that called you.
Yeah.
You see her lunging at somebody with a knife.
Yeah.
So you react, but your reaction is that's my problem, because you chose deadly force. You chose to shoot four times.
Well, yeah, it's like, once again, you know, let's make her, you know, different color, right? Well, he pulls up. And it's gonna be
Rittenhouse walked past the cop with his fucking AR or whatever in his hand after he shot and killed two people, and them motherfuckers gave him a thumbs up. So
exactly,
the difference in the, you know, it's gonna be playing field is very obvious.
It's gonna be a negotiation. It's not gonna be a get out and shoot. It's gonna be like, hey, let's, you know, hey, just calm down, put the weapon down. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a whole conversation before it gets to that point. You know what I'm saying? So it's always, you know, shoot first and ask questions later. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to us.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's but yeah, you know, all of the it's armchair that bullshit.
I love how America is acting so surprised that any of this shit, like when they talk about, did y'all see them talk about the Floyd case and what the police initially reported? Like, a man died of a medical incident while being, you know, being detained by police. That was the initial report.
Mm. So they really tried to Lil Darnello, who taped the whole thing. That's my point.
Like, can't y'all see that this isn't the first time shit like this has happened, and the police report said something different?
Yo,
like,
when it comes to the police, it's willful ignorance at this point, because they know we've seen this shit get aired out since Rodney King, like, on a consistent basis. Rodney King was the first time. Well, no. Rodney King was the first time that the shit was videoed for the world to see.
Yeah.
And we've had plenty of instances since then. It's been going on since forever. Can you imagine the fucking 30s and 40s and 50s when they would fucking kill niggas and then just write some bullshit on the report. Like, nobody ever, like, so that shit's been going on forever. But since Rodney King 30 years ago, we've gotten to see it more consistently and more in the open. But it's willful ignorance because we keep having all these examples and the shit is not changing. So it's willful ignorance to me on the part of the people in charge that this shit hasn't changed at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know.
America, caca.
Another day in America, caca. You know, just, you know, another hashtag, another day, unfortunately.
Yes, sir.
You know, prayers out to, you know, the young lady's family. And, you know, it's just sad. Sad.
And kids, stop with this bullying shit, dude.
Man.
Yeah, like, I know. I mean, we all, you know, you get hate and teased in high school and stuff like that. But yeah, sometimes now these kids are taking it way too far. You can come to somebody else, like, we're going to beat you up. Come on.
Yo, dude. Did y'all see? I think it was on Amanda Seals' page. He talked about that, the actual people that was at her door.
Uh-huh. Nah.
Oh, wait. It was like a kid, like two kids and like a 28 year old.
It was like a grown woman. Like, they said her foster mama called them over there to fight her.
Yeah, see?
So the girl who was killed, her foster mama called the girls over there to fight her.
See? That's the type of shit.
That's crazy, and that's just the so many systems failing her.
Yeah. That exact same thing happened in Chicago years ago. You know, with the young lady who I think it was like her uncle was egging her on to go confront these girls, and she ended up getting killed. And, you know, it's just, you know, adults, you know, ruining the lives of these kids and, you know, not even giving them a chance to, you know, grow up. It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle.
And it's also, I think it's a mentality thing. It's like, you know, we were talking last week about how the West Side is acting and everything like that. It's like a mentality. If you stay in that mentality for too long, just think about it. There's people who on the West Side or even on the South Side who never been to the lake at all. They never seen water.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
can I tell you a quick story real quick? So it speaks to what you just said. So, some years ago, I think we was living in Riverdale. We talking early 2000s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So me and a couple guys, I'll leave them unnamed at this point. Mm-hmm. But y'all can figure out. Y'all know who I was with all the time.
Right.
So one of them, the one who was a producer, he...
wow.
I'm not naming names. Uh-huh. So he had met these chicks or whatever, right? Uh-huh. We go hook up with them. Okay, cool. Let's link. We finna link up with them. We meet them on, like, I don't know, bro. It was probably on the low end, I think.
Yeah.
But then we head back to our crib, my crib or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So we in the car riding with these chicks, and the one I'm with, when we get, I don't know, we're probably at like 87,
mm-hmm.
and we keep riding, we get to 95th, mm-hmm. and this chick goes, "Where we at? I ain't even know the damn way it went this far."
Wow.
You can get the fuck out the car now. You're an idiot. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Wow.
But that speaks to what Drew just said. Like, I ain't going to tell you how the story ended, but...
Hey, you didn't kick her out the car for real, did you, though?
Nah, I didn't. I wasn't driving.
Nah.
you completed the mission.
Man. Nah, that was... Yeah, that was...
Did you complete the mission?
There was a scene...
You already know the answer. No.
Nah, there was a scene in the shot, I think on, like, season two, when Jake and Kevin go on a field trip.
To the museum?
To the museum. And they're standing out by the lake. And Jake says, "Wow, man, it's beautiful, man. I didn't even know, you know, Chicago had an ocean."
That shit is real. We got people who are not exposed to certain things.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. This, in your own city.
Yeah,
right. It's the NBA player Udonis Haslam, who lived in Miami all his life. I was just listening to another podcast with All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson.
Yeah. Stop giving people free promotion.
Okay, but I'm just saying because you know you got to give the other podcasters you know love too. But anyway, they were talking to him. He said he had never been to South Beach, even though he lived in Miami all his life until he got into the NBA.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But
that just goes to people's experiences, though, bro. Like you it is bananas, but it happens. Like people just don't.
But that's what get I'm saying. Out of their own neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes back to that mentality. I'm gonna stay hood. I'm gonna stay in the hood till I die. I'm gonna keep these hood mentalities and everything else like that, and then I'm gonna pass it on to generations to come.
Yeah,
you, at some way, somebody got to break the cycle.
I this might be controversial, but I personally think people should have to test out to have kids because too many stupid people.
It's not controversial.
No, it's not.
Get to have kids.
You should have a license because some of these people are morons.
Yeah.
Do you know how many stupid people I argue with every day? On a daily basis, bro, do you understand like the level? Like my brain hurts dealing with this shit. Look,
right.
So no, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And I talk to stupid like young adults who were raised by stupid people.
Wow.
So they become, you know, your second generation stupid, right? So yeah. Mm. So I agree with you. I feel like there should be some kind of a.
Nigga, you got an F. I got an F.
Right. You can't procreate, my nigga. You gotta go study a little bit more. Right.
It's like lawyers have to pass the bar.
Yeah.
Nah, you're a moron.
Y'all ever seen Idiocracy?
I've seen parts of it. I've never seen it in its entirety.
Watch it, because we're definitely headed that way. That's where we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is scary.
I implore anyone listening, if you haven't seen Idiocracy, go watch it, because that's your country. In about 100 years, I promise you.
Yep. Same.
And you may not get there with them, but you're gonna be on that trip on the way to it.
Yes.
Because we already on that trip.
Yeah, totally. Which is scary. This past versus was freaking insane.
Like I loved it.
I'm pissed because I was having issues with my tire. And I literally spent most of my evening running back and forth to AutoZone to get some tools and shit. But so I missed a good portion of the middle of the verses. I saw like the very beginning, and then I caught the important parts at the end. But man, this was one for the record books. It's like every time you think they've topped themselves, they top themselves again.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of mad because I completely forgot about it till like 8 o'clock, 8:30. Yeah. So I missed the first hour or so.
Yeah.
So I felt some kind of way about that. But yeah, when I finally tuned in, like, yo.
Yeah.
Shit was bananas.
Yeah. Like, dude, fucking K-Solo, my nigga?
Yeah.
Like, bro.
K-Solo looked like the Lady of Rage, low key.
Okay. Yeah.
K-Solo, yeah. EPMD.
Man, bro.
Inspect the Deck.
Keith right. Murray.
I miss Murray. I didn't know Keith was
there. First of all, Keith Murray looked like he ain't aged.
Keith came out and did get lifted.
I'm mad. I'm so mad I missed that. So mad I missed that. One of my favorite songs. Keith Murray is actually one of my favorite MCs.
Shout out to Keith Murray for still giving me grief.
Man.
We kicked it that time. When he kept calling me.
Was that when he was here in Chicago? That was
he kept calling me Jay.
Was that his event or was that Gangstar's event?
That was his event.
Okay, because he was. I think Gangstar was there too.
Yeah, they were.
But
that was a great.
Why did he keep calling you Jay?
Because I think I had like a Yankee fitted on. It was just I guess it was. Wow. This is of course this is pre beard, so I don't know. So. But yeah, I mean, you know me as a I don't think versus is like I gotta watch it every week.
Yeah.
But this one, I would definitely stay, you know, tuned in, and I loved it, man. It was great.
Yeah. The you know, like Red and Meth just like are the perfect fucking duo, man. Batman and Robin and shit, and.
No, you know, that's Batman and Superman. Ain't no guy on that one.
Right. Well, a lot of people try to make it seem like it is. Like I saw a couple memes saying something about you know, I wish my man would support me like Meth Man supports Red Man. Bullshit like that. I'm like, come on,
right, yeah.
Like, you know, these niggas is on the same level, you know. But it was just awesome, man, just seeing them go toe to toe and It wasn't even a battle. It was just like them just rocking out,
celebration,
having fun, man. So it was dope. I actually went back and listened after that. I went back and listened to some of Redman's joints that he dropped independently in recent years that I had kind of slept on. And dude, he got some dope shit out there that probably got overlooked.
I probably got to go and listen to the independent stuff, but you know, I'm still on the Def Jam stuff. Like I listened to Cal, the prequel,
yeah,
straight through, and I forgot about that song. I forgot about this song.
Yeah,
you know, and
when I was listening to the story about them saying how, you know, Lior or maybe it was Kevin Lyles and Russ had you know determined that it would be a great idea for them to kind of go out on the road together and just, you know, connect.
The month of the man.
Man, yeah, it was just fucking genius, man.
Do y'all remember the Source ads for that?
No. Yeah. No, I don't remember.
I do.
You don't remember the Source? That they put both of them together. It was like either a split page or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I think that was coming out either the same, like back-to-back weeks.
Okay.
But I just remember just seeing that they had met with a picture with him with the fangs and the blood in his mouth, and then you know it was crazy.
Wow,
you're absolutely right. It was. I remember that, but yeah, I remember Month of the Man vividly, and wow. I think it was for that reason. I don't think, or it might have been some promotional stuff that TJ brought in the house, but I remember that phrase vividly.
Y'all should go on YouTube. They got like damn near every episode on there. But the you remember the Red and Meth sitcom?
Yeah, they watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember it, but
yeah, they got like damn near all the full episodes from I think it was only one season, but yeah, it was came out like I think shortly after How High. So,
and also, that out. I will never forgive people who greenlit How High 2 with them, whoever was in the shit,
DC Young Fly, yeah, and, Lil Yachty.
Never, it's just like belly chew to me.
So, yeah. Listen, I ended up catching part of How High 2.
Say what? Well, you liked it.
Well, I will say that.
You're a Nene Leakes fan now.
Wait, now listen, I only caught a portion of it. I stopped watching it. But like the part that I saw, I was entertained. Yeah. I would appreciate if it wasn't called High 2 and it could have been something on its own.
Were you high while you were watching it?
I don't think I was. Wow. It was one of those things, like I had VH1 on and it came on after something else went off and I didn't turn the channel. It was in the background, but it was like the part that I maybe watched like a half hour of it. It was kind of entertaining.
Way too much Lil Yachty for a grown man.
So if it wasn't named How High 2, I could respect it on its own.
Yeah.
It's just like Belly 2.
That was horrible too.
Man.
No, I never. Who's in that?
The game.
And who was Stacey Dash the
No,
I wasn't.
It was your girl. It was Lisa from
Like Wings?
No, from
Coming
to America.
Plays Baby Mama.
Yeah.
Sherry Headley was in Belly too?
Yes.
Yep, that's right, she was.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they shouldn't even call that Belly at all. There was no reason.
Underbelly.
Underbelly.
Yeah, call it that.
Yeah, that was
intestines. Yeah, don't call that belly.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate. You know, like I feel like they like made the movie and like was like, man, let's call this Belly too just to get people to watch it.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yo, I actually have a copy of this movie called New Jack City, The Next Generation.
I'm going to fight you, Teach.
Man, I saw you post that picture.
And it's from a company called Takedown Records.
Nope.
So some bootleg hood ass record label. And this had to be in the late 2000s, I think, when this came out.
Wow.
So it's still in the plastic. I feel like we should have a movie night and just watch this horrible shit.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. together. No, not a movie
night. We can do it and do it on Instagram Live.
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Definitely yeah, all right. That. New Jack City, the next generation, and then Dave, let me know how that go. Can you bring Who Made the Potato Salad?
Man, why do you think I had this movie, man?
You got every movie, Dave. You didn't get a mailer.
I don't have Who Made the Potato Salad. I've seen it, but I do not own a copy of that.
Maybe that should be a whole nother thing. We do like a monthly bad movie night on Instagram Live with these horrible movies. But Who Made the Potato Salad is classic.
Man,
y'all let me know how that go.
That was that starred Jaleel White, right?
I don't know. I never saw it. I just heard about it.
I think it did. I think Jaleel White was the star.
But it's a legend.
You might as well watch The Cookout too,
dude. Listen. First of all, Cookout 1 should not have been made. But the second one, I don't think I even dared to watch.
Wait, they made two of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've only heard of this as well. Who's in the Cookout?
Ja Rule. Eve. Ja Rule.
Y'all can stop there.
Ja Rule? Who the fuck what Ja Rule thinks?
Ja Rule is not in any good movies.
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yep, that was right before she died, I think.
Right before she died.
Danny Glover was her husband in the movie.
Yeah. Farrah Fawcett's last movie was a movie called The Cookout with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Talk about tarnishing the
your girl. What's the mama name on Blackish? What's her name?
Tracy Ellis Ross?
No, the grandma.
Jennifer Lewis
is in that. She was in there.
This sounds good and bad at the same time. I might have to watch it at some point.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
So, bad movie night, man. We gotta kick that off one of these days.
What was the one movie with with B. Cole in it?
Was it trash?
You talking about a get together?
Okay. No, that's not trash. I actually like that.
Yeah, that's actually good. I actually like that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I should watch that. I haven't watched it in a while. There's been some good and terrible ones out there.
I don't know if you heard about this whack ass fight, this celebrity fight that came on last weekend.
Was that Logan? Jake Paul, which one of them Pauls?
Yeah, I think one of them Pauls.
But it was Jake.
Was it Jake? Okay.
Yeah.
But apparently Jake was at the UFC fight tonight, and him and Daniel Cormier got into it.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Jake got to stop, man. He got to chill.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I want to see this other fight with Peter Guns and the other dude from Love & Hip Hop. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, like I said.
Wait, Peter Guns is fighting somebody?
Yeah.
Peter Guns and dude from his brother.
Rich Nice?
No, the other dude. The one
Hispanic
the
dude.
Cisco?
I don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, Cisco, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Peter Guns and Cisco are having a boxing match?
Yeah. they actually got into it at their press conference.
Wait, when is Peter Guns and Cisco having a boxing match?
Let me see.
Who the hell is Cisco?
Some dude on Love & Hip Hop.
So sadly, shout out to Monica, but sadly she had me watch Love & Hip Hop. So I know I watched a number of seasons of Love & Hip Hop. So I know Cisco. He apparently is a producer. I don't know who he's produced for BA, but apparently he's a producer. All right. So
Cisco I recognize. It's scheduled. We all know who that is.
It's scheduled for June 11th, TJ.
Interesting. Is it on like Fiverr or Triller or something? Not Fiverr, Triller or something?
I can't see where. Let me see. I'm trying to see because they had like a whole big ass press conference and event. And like, you know,
conference for a Peter Guns versus Cisco fight?
Yeah.
And the press showed up?
Yeah. And apparently Rich Dollar is supposed to be refereeing the fight.
Seriously? Come on. That's the whole creep squad.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, with the undercard is?
Yeah, dude. Wait, there's an undercard for real?
Yes.
Drew, but wait. Drew, that's the main event?
Yes. Drew, tell them what the undercard is, bro.
Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter.
Yo, is this real life?
Yeah.
June 12th. I swear to God, I want to see this now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Aaron Carter's little white boy, his brother was in NSYNC, right? I mean, Backstreet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Lamar Odom, fresh out for crack binge.
So is Aaron Carter too?
Yeah, I was about to say, Aaron Carter is too.
This is going
to
be the most cracked out undercar ever. Like, these niggas going to stop fighting because they see some lint on the goddamn mat.
Jesus, you guys are rough. You don't know if they are.
If you hang the big crack rock they gave Tyrone Bigum.
Tyrone Bigum,
What is wrong with y'all? No,
put it on the chain in the middle of the ring.
You got two certified crackheads about to have a boxing match. Like, it's documented.
Oh my God!
First one, whoever get knocked out. You got to go to rehab.
I can't stand y'all. Listen, we go back for a second? Listen, is Rich Dollars really refereeing the Peter Guns and Cisco fight?
I don't see nothing about that. But yeah, I just saw the undercard and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I think he is, bro.
Why is Peter Guns and the Cisco person fighting?
So listen,
because nobody watching Cheaters apparently. I don't know.
Listen, Peter Guns, Cisco, Rich Dollars. They like they're all cast members of Love & Hip Hop New York, and they have like you know they all have had their incidents, so they've come together. They've been calling themselves the Creep Squad for
like,
a while.
Okay, let me explain my history with Love & Hip Hop. Like I'm familiar with Rich Dollars, right? I know Peter Guns. I haven't watched that show since I don't even know who Cisco is, so it's been that long. I don't know how long he's been on the show,
right?
But I think the last time I watched that show was when it was the Peter and the two chicks.
Tara and Amina.
Yes, when they had their drama.
Cisco was there.
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I don't remember him.
He was the bald head Hispanic dude.
It's not going to help me. I don't remember this dude.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly why they fell out, but wasn't
Cisco trying to hit on Amina or something like that, or it was something crazy.
Well, that's the Creep Squad for you. So.
It's the Creep Squad, you know. It is what
that's,
it is.
That's interesting. All right.
You know, they don't take the whole bros over, you know.
I'm just gonna sit this one out. Y'all go ahead.
Dude, I'm watching this shit. Yeah. And I think Waka Flocka Mama is promoting it. I think she's the promoter.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All
right. Right between the matches, you go ahead and watch. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, this is a Mama Flocka production. Okay. Oh, man.
All right. What was the name of that movie with Ice Cube and your boy?
Jackie Promotus.
Yeah, this is what this is. It's a Jelly Roll production.
Oh, man. But, man, y'all got to go online and watch the scrap that happened at the press conference, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah, but, no. No.
Hey.
I don't feel like that's a good use of my internet searches. It's
going down in ATL, man.
Is it in Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's in Atlanta, too?
Yeah.
Where COVID doesn't exist again?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, man. But the press conference was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. Press conference. But, man, on that note, man, it's been real, y'all. Much love for, you know, once again, tuning in, you know, Man, we've been getting a few more listeners, man. You know, the listenership has definitely been increasing. The Twitter follow has definitely been increasing. And appreciate all y'all. Tell a friend who knows somebody that knows somebody to get down with on the Serious 33 and the Third podcast. Yerk. Yeah.